A muscle's tense, said Dimanche. Neural index 1.76, unusually high. Adrenaline squirting through his system. In effect, he's stalking you. Intent, probably assault with a deadly weapon. Not interested, said Casal firmly, his sub-vocalization inaudible to anyone but Dimanche. I'm not the victim type. He was standing on the walkway near the brink of the thoroughfare. I'm going back to the Habitat Hotel and sit tight. First you have to get there, Dimanche pointed out. I mean, is it safe for a stranger to walk through the city? Now that you mention it, no, answered Casal. He looked around apprehensively. Where is he? Behind you. At the moment he's pretending interest in a merchandise display. A native stamped by, eyes brown and incurious. Apparently he was accustomed to the sight of an Earthman standing alone, Adam's apple bobbing up and down silently. It was a Godolphian axiom that all travelers were crazy. Casal looked up, not an air taxi in sight. Godolph shut down at dusk. It would be pure luck if he found a taxi before morning. Of course, he could walk back to the hotel, but was that such a good idea? A Godolphian city was peculiar, and though not intended, it was peculiarly suited to certain kinds of violence. A human pedestrian was at a definite disadvantage. Correction, said Dimanche. Not simple assault. He has murder in mind. It still doesn't appeal to me, said Casal. Striving to look unconcerned, he strolled toward the building side of the walkway and stared into the interior of a small cafe. Warm, bright, and dry. Inside he might find safety for a time. Damn the man who was following him. It would be easy enough to elude him in a normal city. On Godolph, nothing was normal. In an hour, the streets would be brightly lighted for native eyes. A human would consider it dim. Why did he choose me? Asked Casal plaintively. There must be something he hopes to gain. I'm working on it, said Dimanche. But remember, I have limitations. At short distances, I can scan nervous systems, collect and interpret physiological data. I can't read minds. The best I can do is report what a person says or sub-vocalizes. If you're really interested in finding out why he wants to kill you, I suggest you turn the problem over to the god-awful police. Godolph, not god-awful, corrected Casal absently. That was advice he couldn't follow, good as it seemed. He could give the police no evidence save through Dimanche. There were various reasons, many of them involving the law, for leaving the device called Dimanche out of it. The police would act if they found a body. His own, say, floating face down on some quiet street. That didn't seem the proper approach either. Weapons? The first thing I searched him for, nothing very dangerous. A long knife, a hard-striking object, both concealed on his person. Casal strangled slightly. Dimanche needed a good stiff course in semantics. A knife was still the most silent of weapons. A man could die from it. His hand strayed toward his pocket. He had a measure of protection himself. A report, said Dimanche, not necessarily final, based perhaps on tenuous evidence. Let's have it anyway. His motivation is connected somehow with your being marooned here. For some reason, you can't get off this planet. That was startling information, though not strictly true. 1,000 star systems were waiting for him, and a ship to take him to each one. Of course, the one ship he wanted hadn't come in. Godolph was a transfer point for stars nearer the center of the galaxy. When he had left Earth, he had known he would have to wait a few days here. He hadn't expected a delay of nearly 3 weeks.